Let's start over. If we are to understand this verse literally, then the Apostle Paul also violates this interpretation of Scripture in 1 Corinthians 4:15. Paul applies the title Father to himself in the same way as priests do. Indeed, in Christ Jesus, I became your father through the gospel. Since Paul didn't become the paternal father of his readers and listeners, clearly he meant he was the spiritual father. Since there are many other instances in the New Testament where the word father is used, and I'm just going to give you a few because there's so many. See Acts 6:14, 7:2, 21:40, 22:1, Romans 4:16 through 17, John 2:13 through 14, etc. Clearly, Jesus did not mean his words in Matthew 23 to be literally understood. The meaning of this often misused passage is clarified by Jesus. You have but one, here we go again, you have but one Father in heaven. Remember that. You have but one Father in heaven. It would be wrong to give someone any title, teacher, father, master, or any honor without keeping in mind that God is our ultimate teacher, father, and master. We are being taught to be humble before God. The greatest among you must be your servant. And that's Matthew 23:11. Just as Paul served his spiritual children as father, as a father would, so too we must humble ourselves to serve other brothers and sisters as Jesus and his apostles did. This is the proper understanding of this misunderstood verse. Just as the Bible teaches us to rely on two or three witnesses before establishing some fact, so too Bible-believing Christians must be careful not to take a single scripture out of context. So there you go. There's my rant. See, constructive. You can be constructive. You don't have to call anybody names. But like I said, Father Thomas is my priest. And he's not Father in Heaven Thomas. He's Father Raymond Thomas for the Catholic Church. And he's my pastor. So there you go. And I'll get on more of that. I've got so much more I want to get onto because of so many misunderstandings. And right now it's 7:32. We're going to take a little break, and then we'll come back with Michelle, and then we'll probably take another little break. And then we're going to get Jim Pinto on the phone, and we're going to try to answer that question we had last Friday on that call-in about the state's rights on the abortion issue. So stay tuned. You're listening to Catholic Mornings right here on Walking on Water Radio in beautiful downtown Rainy, Ohio. So we'll take a short break. We'll listen to Annie Cardo when her song Overshadow Me. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Nick Alexander for TopCatholicSongs.com. Did you know that there are hundreds, thousands of wonderfully produced Catholic recordings from every musical style and genre? You may ask, who has time to listen to all of these recordings? Isn't it like finding a needle in a haystack? Well, the solution is now upon us. TopCatholicSongs.com. It is the premier website where you can discover great Catholic songs that can affirm you in your faith walk. Discover the top 10 Eucharistic Adoration songs, top 10 Holy Spirit songs, top 10 Mary songs. Also, discover artists' favorites, YouTube videos. Read the stories behind your favorite songs. Going on a long trip? Running mundane chores? Create a soundtrack of great Catholic songs and turn your dead time into devotion time. Don't wait. Discover great Catholic music in store for you now at TopCatholicSongs.com. That's TopCatholicSongs, one word, .com.
Hi, this is Michelle Gerson, and I would like to invite you to St. Michael's Bookstore and Gifts at 229 Broad Street in beautiful downtown Conneaut, Ohio. At St. Michael's Bookstore, you will find Bibles, catechisms, books, CDs, greeting cards, and rosaries, and one of the largest selections of beautiful statues in the area. And right now on sale are beautiful ivory statues of our Blessed Mother, St. Joseph the Worker, Pieta, St. Michael the Archangel, now on sale for $7.95. Also new at St. Michael's Bookstore, for all of you who work late, you can call ahead to set up an appointment to come in after hours between 3 o'clock and 5 o'clock p.m. Monday through Friday. St. Michael's Bookstore is located at 229 Broad Street in downtown Conneaut. Our regular store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. For more information, please call us at 440-593-ANGEL. That's 440-593-2643. We look forward to meeting you, and have a great day, and God bless.
Are you ready to evangelize? Well, we are starting the Walking on Water Radio Awareness Campaign, and we need your help. We need your help to spread the word that 1360 AM is now your 24/7 rock-solid Catholic radio station. Please share the message to all your friends, family, and your parish. If you need any materials to leave at your church or to pass out to friends, please call Walking on Water Radio at 440-593-2233. And we will send you out schedules and station info to hand out. We pray you continue to take part and take ownership of your Catholic radio station, Walking on Water Radio. Again, to have us send you schedules and station info, please call 440-593-2233 or visit walkingonwaterradio.com. Have a great day. God bless, and thank you for becoming a part of Walking on Water Radio and helping to evangelize all the ears that need to hear throughout Northeast Ohio and Northwest Pennsylvania.
Shadow me. Hi, everybody. This is Dr. Ray Guarendi. Am I glad to be part of the group at Walking on Water Radio? You can listen to The Doctor Is In every day, 1 o'clock Eastern, Monday through Friday, right here on Walking on Water Radio, your Catholic station in Conneaut, Ohio, WWOW 1360 AM.
Farthest distance, I want to climb the highest height. But following each of these successes, I find nothing completely satisfies. In this
okay, there's no headbanging on Catholic radio, so we have to turn him down a little bit. But that's a great, great, great song. And you know what? You know what I'm going to have to do? Good morning, Michelle.
Oh, good morning, Gary. Good morning, everyone out there. Oh, yeah. Turn that on.
Yeah, I turned that on for a second.
That felt good, though.
Yeah, it had to cool down. Right here. Welcome back to Catholic Mornings with Gary and Michelle right here on Walking on Water Radio and on 1360.
It looks like we're getting the rain they've been promising us.
Yeah, so the grass will grow faster, and I'll have to cut before Thursday.
Well, unless it's still raining.
Yes, that's true. Can I read something real quick?
Sure.
This goes along with what I just read, and, I mean, this has been used a lot, but I'm going to say it again. There are not more than 100 people in the world who truly hate the Catholic Church, but there are millions who hate what they perceive to be the Catholic Church.
Bishop Sheen, right?
Bishop Sheen. Mm-hmm. And we'll use Dr. Ray Guarendi, too, because he uses that on his show.
He uses that a lot. Yeah.
So, but, you know, we're gonna talk to Jim Pinto here in a few minutes, but Michelle and I are going to get back to some of this that we just talked about, like Call No Man Father, and what was the other one I talked about? One Mediator for Man. And maybe in the 8 o'clock hour, we're going to talk about using the Bible alone and go into a little bit of that. And, you know, people that pick on the Catholic Church regarding our catechism or whatever else we use.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of great Catholic writers that we actually read and kind of take their word as great advice.
Mm-hmm.
And there's more to it than just the Bible.
Right.
And we're going to talk a little bit about
that.
We're
very fortunate to be blessed with so much information from the church, the catechism, the compendium to the catechism.
Absolutely.
A lot of information, a lot of very, very knowledgeable scholars.
And in my hand, I have other things that people can use.
Okay.
And you have a stack there.
Uh-huh.
And Michelle and I are just going to give you a quick rundown. We have CDs
some
up here.
CDs,
we have
yeah.
some great CDs of talks given by some very prominent speakers within the Catholic Church. And, you know, we only charge like $3 for these because we just want to get them in your hands because we feel the topics that are on these CDs are something that you should listen to and maybe share with your friends, and it helps strengthen your faith walk and you know, and you get inspired by some of these. And one of the CDs we just got back in stock because we ran out of them is Father Carrapi's amazing testimony story.
That's probably one of the most powerful CDs you'll ever hear.
Right, and it just, if you know, I'm sure a lot of people know who Father Carrapi is because they listen to him, and because obviously people want to listen to him because they. You know, they call in and say, get him on the radio.
And he's a great inspiration for all of us, isn't he?
Absolutely. And little facts that people didn't know about him is that he was a multimillionaire at one time before he became a priest and lost it all to drugs and living a fast life.
Yeah.
And it just...
And it didn't bring him happiness, did it?
And it didn't... Yeah, all the money and wealth
not
and...
Not satisfaction.
No satisfaction in life, but now...
No.
But now he's very satisfied.
I mean, that's why he had to fall. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He had to...
Got knocked off his horse.
Like Paul.
Yep.
Exactly. He's a modern day Paul.
Yep. So we have that CD. That's only $3. Mm-hmm. And then we just got back in the Rosary and a Divine Mercy Chaplet on one CD. And these are only $3. And this is the one that got Michelle going because this is the one we listened to with Bill on the way up to Detroit to pick up his car that one year.
Mm-hmm.
And we were praying the Rosary. But what Bill does is he takes, he's got the cassette version of this,
right.
And he prays along with it when he drives. So he's always praying. He prays the rosary as he's driving, and it's just
it's very calming when you're driving because you know how it is with road rage today.
Yes.
I mean, with traffic and people getting really impatient and cutting you off and stuff, it just forces you sort of to slow down and meditate, and it's very calming while you're driving.
Absolutely.
I think I recommend it.
And hand gestures don't seem to bother you as much when you're praying the rosary.
Well, you know what? I find that I give myself more time,
yep.
So it gives me something to look forward to while I'm driving. I listen to it on a long journey,
right.
So to speak, like because we live here and everybody is at least an hour away from us.
Right.
Let's face it.
So we have
time. So, you know, if you're driving, especially by yourself and you don't have anybody to talk to, putting on a CD or a cassette tape, it really helps the journey go so much faster. I can't believe it. Like,
and you're learning something.
I'll be putting this on, and before I know it, I'm there.
Right.
And I'm not timing myself, and I'm not trying to hurry, and I get there on time.
Right. We got to go through this real quick, but I'm going to let you do this after I do these, okay?
Okay.
Because these are the CDs we just got back in. Father Carapi's Amazing mm-hmm. Story, The Rosary and Divine Mercy Chaplet, and that's on one CD, The Truth About Mary with Patrick Madrid and Marcus Grodi, excellent speakers. This is new. I haven't even heard this one yet. Healing and Holiness with Vinnie Flynn. So we'll have to listen to that one later.
Okay.
Marriage and the Eucharist. If you know somebody that's getting married, you know, you may just want to drop this in the mail to them. I mean,
I think we need
Christopher
to buy,
West.
We need to buy that for our niece who is going to be getting married June 14th. That would make a wonderful gift.
Absolutely.
We'll put that in their little wedding card.
There you go. Excellent.
Hope she's not listening.
No,
to
she's, she's
I'm sleeping. Sure she's working.
Yeah.
Or going to school. She does both.
And then The Seven Secrets of the Eucharist, and that's by Vinnie Flynn.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got all these CDs
that's
back,
excellent.
And they're only $3 a piece. I mean, the idea is just to get them in your hands, to get you to get them out and share. Now, Michelle's got some that we have here that seem to be real popular on the internet.
I started listening to this. I almost listened to the whole thing, actually, by Jeff Cavins, who I love very dearly. He is a convert to the Catholic Church. 15 Things to Do in the Midst of Suffering. He talks about a real experience that he had with suffering and how he handled it. And I highly recommend that to anybody out there going through any kind of suffering at all. It's wonderful. And even if you're not and you know somebody that is, it might really help. It would make a beautiful gift for somebody. $3.
Yeah.
The Body and Blood of Christ by Dr. Scott Hahn. And How to Bring Fallen Away Catholics Back to the Church by Dr. Scott Hahn, who he's another man that I just love. And he's a convert once again. And his whole mission before he converted was to disprove the Catholic Church. And the funny thing was, is the more he studied about the Catholic Church, the more he fell in love with the Catholic Church and found it was our true faith. So it's ironic, you know, seeking for knowledge. The Bible Made Me Do It by Tim Staples. He's another convert to the Catholic Church and very powerful speaker. Teen Challenge. If you're looking for something, a nice little graduation gift. Kids love the CDs today. You know, they like to put them on, listen to them. And this has some really good information in it by Dale O'Leary. And 7 Reasons to Be Catholic by Dr. Peter Kreeft. Am I saying that right?
I Kreeft? Think so.
Okay.
But these
very,
are great,
very good CDs.
Great CDs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it doesn't hurt to have something in your car as you're driving.
Yes.
That's positive, that mm-hmm. you can learn from. Besides, you know, I mean, music is
bang
great.
Bang your head music.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I mean,
no, music can be very beautiful
I
if
mean,
it's good music.
Right. I mean, we've got people like, you know, Annie Cardo and Margot B. Smith.
Right. That fill your head with really good inspirational thoughts.
Absolutely.
Nothing negative.
So why not have a little mm-hmm. bit of both, you know,
right.
especially for $3. I mean, how are you going to go wrong with $3?
Oh, exactly.
And, then,
and it just depends on what you're in the mood for.
Yeah.
Good Catholic music or some very good Catholic talks.
Yeah, well.
Both are good.
The Rosary and Divine Mercy Chaplet, I think everybody should just have that in their
and
visor.
And it has a little bit of both, right?
It's got both.
Yeah, the singing and the talking.
Yes, it's
so
got
both. So that's really nice.
Yes.
And you know the nice thing about the Divine Mercy Chaplet and the Rosary, as you can do the Divine Mercy Chaplet, pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet right on your Rosary. You don't need to buy a little chaplet. Some people think, oh, I got to go out and get you can if you want to, but you can say that right on your Rosary. How awesome is that?
And what's nice about those CDs
mm-hmm.
is that you don't have to hold the Rosary because they're taking
you. Can just say it along.
You're journeying with them.
I've had people ask me that. I've had, you know, what if I don't have my Rosary with me and I want to say it? Well, you can meditate on that in your head.
Right.
you know?
The rosary is there to help you keep track of what you're doing.
You count the beads.
You count the beads.
And that goes back.
Right.
To,
it's not a rabbit's foot.
No.
I mean.
No, but it helps
but
you.
But it helps you. It's nice to have it because you have
Instead
Christ.
Of trying to count in your head, oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can do that if you don't have the rosary with you and you want to meditate. And something.
Or just take the rosary and hold it. As you're driving, just hold it. You don't have to run the beads, but just hold it. I mean, if you you want the presence of Christ in your hand, I mean, the crucifix is on the rosary.
Right.
So I mean, it's
meditate on that.
I mean, it kind of helps you to think, okay, I'm holding on to Jesus and I'm praying the rosary.
You know, it really helps me if I have a hard time falling asleep.
Right.
When I meditate on the rosary, it comforts me, relaxes me, and I feel safe.
Absolutely. It's a great, great prayer. Mm-hmm. And we have all them CDs right here at St. Michael's Bookstore, and you can just stop in. And don't forget to register for that 6-pack of Waldemar Park tickets, because we're giving that away on Friday. Michelle will draw the lucky winner, and we will announce that right here on Walking on Water Radio. I'm just trying to set up the computer because we have to take a break. And when we come back, we are going to have our good friend who we talked to last Thursday, Jim Pinto, and we're going to try to talk a little bit about the question that came up on Friday about what each state can do to combat the Roe versus Wade decision that was done nationally, but what can each state do? What can we do as a community? And he found a fantastic website, and we're going to give you more information about that website as soon as we come back. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll get Jim Pinto on the phone. You're listening to Catholic Mornings with Gary and Michelle, and we'll be right back. So stay tuned. Don't turn that dial. Be back in 2.5 minutes.
Hello, this is Father Frank Pavone. Did you ever realize that those who defend abortion use the very same words that Jesus himself used to teach the world the meaning of love? This is my body. This is my body, some say. I will do with it what I want, even if it means killing the child. This is my body, Jesus said, given up for you, that you may have life. I don't cling to it and control it so that you die. I give it away so that you live. We never find happiness by pushing someone else out of the way. We only find it when we push ourselves out of the way and make room for the other. Abortion is the opposite of love. Let us work together to bring it to an end and to choose life. This is Father Frank Pavone, Director of Priests for Life.
Hello, I'm Nick Alexander for TopCatholicSongs.com. Did you know that there are hundreds, thousands of wonderfully produced Catholic recordings from every musical style and genre? You may ask, who has time to listen to all of these recordings? Isn't it like finding a needle in a haystack? Well, the solution is now upon us. TopCatholicSongs.com. It is the premier website where you can discover great Catholic songs that can affirm you in your faith walk. Discover the top 10 Eucharistic Adoration songs, top 10 Holy Spirit songs, top 10 Mary songs. Also, discover artists' favorites, YouTube videos. Read the stories behind your favorite songs. Going on a long trip? Running mundane chores? Create a soundtrack of great Catholic songs and turn your dead time into devotion time. Don't wait. Discover great Catholic music in store for you now at TopCatholicSongs.com. That's TopCatholicSongs, one word, .com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Catholic Mornings on 1360 AM. I just got to check real quick. Jim, are you there? Jim? I didn't think so.
Did you lose him?
Yeah, I lost him. So we're going to try
to call him back.
Yeah, I had that on there. I don't know what happened. So how are you, Michelle?
Oh, I'm still here. Hopefully you can get him back on the phone.
Yeah, there's the dial tone.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try this one more time. We had him on there, and then I think something just disconnected on us. So we'll try it again. Again, we're going to talk about the state's abortion issue and what we can do to try to overturn Roe versus Wade if there's anything that each state can do. There we go. Okay. So we're going to get Jim on the phone. And it's ringing. I have to do that. I'm sorry. So excuse my... Jim, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, how you doing, Jim? This is Gary.
Doing fine.
Sorry about that. I thought we had you, and then we lost you. So joining us in the studio is my wife, Michelle, again.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, Michelle. It's good to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you. It's good to hear your voice, too. How are you today?
Doing just fine. Getting off to an early start here this
morning. Yes, I know. It is early.
Jim, I got to thank you for coming back on after we got that call Friday.
Yeah.
I didn't know who to turn to. It's like, wait a minute, who did we have on the phone yesterday? By the way, Jim Pinto is from Priest for Life, and he's also he's involved with the Sanctity of Life Ministries. You're down in Alabama, correct?
That's right. Not far from Irondale, Alabama, where EWTN is located. Been down here since 1980 with my precious wife, Joy, and 4 children and 10 grandchildren.
Wow. Wait a minute. I'm looking at your picture, Jim.
10 grandchildren.
10?
Lucky you. That's wonderful.
Yeah. We're pro-life here, and we're trying
to
teach our children. You know, Joy and I have 4 children, and I try to pray every day, Lord, I want my children to be blessed with at least as much faith and happiness that I have. And I have 4 children, and Lord, I pray that each one of them would have at least 4 children. So we're well on our way. We love life.
That's excellent. It's better than wearing a T-shirt.
There you go.
You're setting a better example there. You can't hear, Shel?
Yeah, it's the earphones.
Okay, we'll work on that. But, Jim, why we have you on is because we had a call on Friday, and a gentleman called, and he wanted to know what the states could do as individuals against the Roe versus Wade decision. And if there's anything that the states, as people, as what we can do to put it on issues, or I don't know what the answer would be.
Sure. Well, you know, it's important to understand the history of what's taken place in our nation. Up until 1973, each state had the right to create, to set the laws, state by state, regarding abortion laws. And moving up to 1973, January 22nd, which is the Roe versus Wade decision, which took away the right from the states to develop their own laws without scrutiny from the federal government. Mm-hmm. But until that time, until January 22nd, each state had their own laws, and by and large, they were very restrictive. I believe right around the time that Roe versus Wade decision was made, I believe 33 states had life of the mother only for abortion. So you don't get much more restrictive than that. So no abortion was allowed in about 33 states except to save the mother. Other states were a bit more liberal, but not by much. Mm-hmm. So that was the situation. And then you've got the decision, Roe versus Wade, which was a case out of Texas, and the companion decision to that was called Doe versus Bolton. And these two decisions together define what abortion is about in our nation. So this wiped the slate clean for 50 states. It federalized abortion and set the standards. And basically, Roe versus Wade and Doe versus Bolton were saying that a woman has a right to privacy regarding abortion. That any place in the Constitution where the term person is referred to, especially in the 14th Amendment, it does not apply to the baby in the womb, that it gave unrestricted abortion in the first and second trimester, and then from viability on that the states could have some kind of restrictions there. But there was also a health clause in Roe versus Wade and Doe versus Bolton. And this health clause, which really dealt with the viability period where you can place restrictions, it said even if the baby is viable, if there is a health concern, then you can go ahead with the abortion. And health was described very, very broadly And reading from the Doe versus Bolton decision, it says that in light of all factors, physical, emotional, psychological, familial, and the woman's age, relevant to the well-being of the patient, all these factors may relate to health. So we're talking about emotional factors, psychological factors.